So it all started with this one guy I dated. We had this dynamic where I usually dommed him during sex, you know. Sometimes just standard stuff. Sometimes mommy dom, depending on the mood. I was not really as much into it, but he enjoyed it, and I liked doing it for him. But one night, we went to this party at a friend's house. It was a great evening. We had a lot of fun, got really drunk, and started making out. When we got home, we pretty much just went straight to the bedroom. Almost like in those movies where they rip each other's clothes off. I got really, really into it this time and was super happy to do our usual routine with tying him up and stuff. I felt hot. I felt so turned on, and I really went wild. A bit too wild, because I was also still drunk from the party, and then, well, I just simply didn't hear how he said, "Stop." An honest mistake. I apologized so much after that and felt bad for weeks. Luckily, he was such a nice guy, and it wasn't too big a deal for him. "Just happens," he said. "I know you didn't do it on purpose." He was, of course, right. But what I couldn't get out of my head was what I had seen shortly before realizing my mistake that night. His big, wide eyes. This visceral fear in them as he begged me to stop. This absolute helplessness he must have felt before I finally came to my senses and got off him. That was the spark. A tiny little flame which grew and grew inside of me. We broke up after a bit of dating, but didn't bother me that much because something else had my attention now. Just once more. Just one more time, I wanted to see the same terror in a guy's eyes again. I knew it was fucked up. I knew it was wrong. But it just didn't let me go. It was the single hottest thing I had ever experienced. I masturbated to it countless times and thought about it when I had sex. I now saw guys in a different way, imagining how they might look in the same position as him back then, trapped below me. I craved it. Soon I found my new targets. I started dating shy boys. Just the ones who, you know, were a little introverted, maybe even had a bit of mommy issues. I dated the ones that I knew just weren't that good at standing up for themselves. I had a plan. It would always start with me coming home one night after being out with some friends. I'd usually just act like I was really drunk, purposefully making a bit of noise so that they would wake up while I got into bed naked. Then I'd start stroking their hair and kiss their necks, talking drunken gibberish about how much I loved them and how sexy they were. I'd cuddle up closely, rubbing myself against them, whispering sweet things into their ear and reaching around their body with my hand, trying to grab their bulge and reach into their pajamas. I would fondle their soft cocks and their balls while grinding myself on their legs, and then start to slowly jerk them. These sweet guys, they were always just really concerned about me not being able to consent, and so they never took advantage of the situation. They just tried to talk to me and maybe gently pull my hands away, often scooching over to the edge of the mattress to get away. But I just followed them there. Then, if they actually showed some serious effort in trying to get me off, I would start hitting them. Just, you know, slap them. Nothing that would leave marks. And now that was the craziest part to me. At that point, they all just yielded. They just let me do it. Every single one of them just shielded their faces. None of them tried to defend themselves. They were all afraid to hurt their drunken girlfriend. And so, they just let me violate them. They never laid their hands on me. They never hit me back. Society had taught them never to hit a woman, you know, so they have to be a man. To all these poor souls, that meant lying there while getting raped by their girlfriend. It was ridiculous. I just couldn't fathom it. I never would have guessed just how screwed up their perception was of what they thought was expected of them. They soon realized how fucked up the situation truly was, and that's when most started to sob quietly as I got on top of them. Oh my god, it was so fucking hot. It turned me on so much knowing how vulnerable and violated they must have felt in those moments as I rode myself to an orgasm as they cried. The morning after, I always asked them if something had happened at night, and I told them that I couldn't remember. And you know what? They never said a thing. They just looked at the ground and didn't say anything before switching the topic. I knew they were ashamed. They blamed themselves that they got raped as a man so much that they didn't even tell me that I did it. Can you believe that? Seeing their defeated looks, it was like a drug. Knowing how much I mess with their heads, that they couldn't even ask for help, couldn't even look me in the eye and tell me about it. That was the hottest thing. The shame. It just made me want to do it more and more. After I did it the first time, most of them started asking me not to drink as much when I went out. I always promised them that I wouldn't, because to me it just made it better when they thought that they were safe for the night, knowing how much worse it must have felt when they had realized that I was drunk yet again and what was about to happen. And when they understood that just calling me by my name didn't help, some of them desperately started talking to me, like how they did during our kinky role plays. I would always respond to it by being gentler and less aggressive so that they would continue. They said things like, "Please stop, Mommy," and, "Mommy, you're hurting me." "Fuck yes." And I would respond with, "Mommy loves her little angel. Just be a good boy. Mommy's almost done." Oh my god. It always completely ruined our sex life. They never really initiated again after our first night. And pretty often they would just flat out break up with me, saying stuff like, "Well, you're just too different." Or how they didn't feel like they could settle down yet. Of course, it was all bullshit. I knew the real reason. They just couldn't take getting raped night and night again anymore. It's just so adorable. It didn't matter to me that they didn't want to stay together anymore because I had already got what I wanted. I knew that I would forever remain in their heads, that they would never be able to forget about me and what I had done to them. And because pretty soon after the breakup, I started dating again, trying to find the next shy boy.